Hello everyone and welcome to the top five. In this video, I'll be outlining five things to watch that are coming up in the week ahead. So let's get started. Number one will be US earnings. So in the United States, companies tend to release their numbers quarterly and things are actually going to ramp up in the week ahead. One of the larger names out with results next week will be Netflix, which has enjoyed strong growth in subscribers over the past year, of course, because more people have been staying at home during the pandemic. Johnson & Johnson will be another which will release its results, and it's obviously had some issues with its COVID vaccine recently. We've got a number of the US airlines releasing some figures as well, and obviously planes have been grounded, borders closed, so it's been a rough ride for many of these stocks, but also Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble and Amex as well. Having said that, it's the week after next when the earnings season really peaks in the United States. That's when we're going to have a lot of those large tech names like Apple, Microsoft and Tesla releasing numbers. Now, the US market's at a record high at the moment. The economic recovery is continuing and that can mean that expectations can be quite high for growth in profits for many of these companies. Number two will be quarterly updates. Now, this will take place here in Australia, and this is when many companies, mainly in the resource space, will be coming out with some quarterly figures. So we're going to hear from BHP, Rio, Woodside and Beach, but also others outside of that resource sector like Sydney Airport, Challenger, AMP and Brambles are also set to release some updates. Australian Pharmaceutical Industries, which is behind Priceline, will also come out with its half-year results at the end of the week. And then we've got Investor Days being held by both Wesfarmers and also Blackmores. And this is when companies basically provide presentations to analysts and investors and outlining some of their plans for the future. Number three will be floats and IPOs. In other words, these are new companies that are basically making their debuts on the share market. So three names in particular stand out. Latitude will make its debut on Tuesday, at least that's the expectation. It will have a code of LFS, it's a financial services group. Another will be Mighty Kingdom, which has a code of MKL. This is Australia's largest independent game developer, and it's worked with the likes of Disney, Lego, Sony, and Snapchat, and they make games for consoles, for PCs, and also for mobile devices as well. And thirdly, there's a gold and copper explorer in Queensland called Q Mines, which is also set to make its debut. Number four will be dividend payments. Now, things are actually starting to wind down at the moment on that dividend front, but there still will be some big names expected to distribute their dividends to investors. Cochlear, Eagers, Seven Group, Nine Entertainment, Sigma, Carsales, Invercare, just to name a few. In fact, 14 of the past 20 years has seen April actually be a decent month for the market. At least the share market has improved 14 of the past 20 Aprils. So one of the reasons for this has been a lot of money heading back into the market from dividend payments paid out in March and April as well. Number five will be the Reserve Bank Board minutes. Now, it's going to be a relatively quiet week as far as a top-tier economic data globally that can really move the needle, but we've still got the Reserve Bank in focus, particularly because you know they make a decision on interest rates every month. And recently we've had property prices lifting and we've also continuing to see, of course, the strong recovery in the jobs market as well. So the Reserve Bank, this as far as these minutes are concerned, it's a shortish document that you can find on the Reserve Bank's website, generally out 1 to 2 weeks after the Reserve Bank holds its monthly meeting. And on that note, enjoy the week ahead.